to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
Oh, let's do it, mate.
Mate, what day is it?
Let's have an all-round good show.
What day is it?
Today's Wednesday.
Which is?
Oh, don't do it to us. If you're going to do it to us, you need some sort of opener, music. You need you need more than
So it's falling flat a bit, is it?
Go on.
That's cool. It's cool. We just won't run with it.
Give it to us.
Nah.
It's Wednesday.
I know what we could do.
Go on, give it to us.
The Fergie song, My Humps, My Humps, My Lovely Lady Lumps.
You're trying to bring back Hump Day, and I'm not about it. I will be honest.
It's just, mate.
No one that you see gets around going,
Hey, happy Hump Day.
Downslide to the weekend.
But look, except for Pollard.
If you want to bring it back, I'll support you because that's what radio mates do for each
Can
other.
Can I say shout out to 2GO next door, Mandy?
Oh,
she had a few too many tequila shots last night and she's a little bit dusty.
I mean, drink responsibly.
Which is great for us because their radio show isn't going to sound that great today. No. So we're heading for number one radio show again.
This is the place to be right here. I will say that. And I'll also say, can you stop promoting the other station?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, this is it, mate. CFM is the only place to be. Don't worry about any other station on the coast. This is the good stuff right here. You know? But, well, you know, great guys, great guys. Hey, next on the show, Smarter Than Who, 13, 12, 16, if you want to have a crack at this thing. These tickets have been hot, 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 Pollard.
Yeah.
The tickets to the Sydney Roosters this weekend, Central Coast Stadium, kick off 6:30 on Saturday. So if you want to be there, 13, 12, 16, pick Ash to play, and away we go. Oh,
pick Ash to play.
Well, you get a choice, one or the other.
No, because I'm smart.
All right, I don't want to play every single morning, mate. You know, buttons to press over here. We're going to do it straight after this.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Who are the people going to pick in this?
Smarter than who?
Let's find out right now. Jenny at North Gosford. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You sound sprightly on this hump day.
Yes, I am. I love hump day.
Jenny,
good.
Can I ask, are you a hump dayer, though? Are you someone who says it, or are you being roped in by one Miss Ash Pollard?
No, I'm a hump dayer.
Oh, damn, we're going to hump dayer.
Damn you, hump people, Wednesday people.
We're going to hump her.
Whatever makes you happy, mate. It's great.
Hey, yes. Jen, who are you going to play?
Gondi.
Gondi. All right, you're going down. All right, so I've lost three times. I've won once. So there's some pretty good stats going your way. All right.
Cool.
Best of five. Buzzers are your names. If you get one wrong, the other person gets a point.
God.
I'm going to actually try today, by the way.
Okay. Yep. Well, you're going to really need to try on this first question, let me tell you. All right, question number one. Spell questionnaire.
Jenny. Go for it, Jenny. I'd rather you stuff it up than
I'll
me.
I'll go for it.
Okay.
I'll
go on. Good on you, babe.
Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. A-I-R-E?
Incorrect.
Bugger.
Good try, though. You just missed one N. There's two N's in questionnaire. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I won't even take a point on that one because she had a crack. So it's even playing field.
Even
zero.
Steven.
Yep.
Question number two. Yep. Which female rapper features alongside Bruno Mars?
Gondi. Cardi B.
Correct.
Yes.
Question number three. Kate.
Yep, sorry.
Kate Middleton is copping backlash over a dress she wore to Jenny?
Green?
Yes!
Oh, well done,
Ooh,
Jenny.
Girlfriend.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Okay.
What
Question number four. Yep. Which TV series features characters named Archie and Jughead?
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny?
Oh, no.
It's on Netflix.
Three.
Archie.
No. What TV show features the characters Archie and Jughead?
Don't get mad. I think she thinks it's Archie. Three.
No.
Two. Jenny.
I'm out.
It's Riverdale.
Wouldn't have got that. Would not have got Riverdale.
I would. I love it.
You love it, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What is 250 divided by 5?
Gondi?
Yep.
Oh, 25?
No. Nah.
Damn it. Why do I have a crack at those mathematical questions?
Jenny's taken it out.
No, she hasn't. It's even. It's
mate,
too old.
You gave the last
I didn't give her a point. No one got a point. There needs to be another question.
No,
it's too old.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I was going for the win then, and Jenny was going to even it up. It's too old. Have you got another question?
Okay. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
The latest Marvel movie is called Black What?
Jenny.
Oh, Jen.
No.
What is it?
Black Panther.
Yes.
I was actually trying then too, which is bloody sad, mate.
Can good
I
on you.
Quickly, just Jenny, I just want to go back to that mathematical question. How many fives in 250?
50.
50, and I said 25.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, don't worry. I'm shocking at maths.
Me too.
I would have done exactly the same thing.
Maths is not my thing.
Don't feel bad about it.
Jenny, we're going to send you off to the Roosters Sea Eagles game this weekend. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, amazing. No worries, girlfriend.
Have a great hunt day, mate.
I will. You too.
Way to go.
See
it's
you, Jen.
This Saturday, 6:30. Tickets through tickettech.com.au. Smarter Than Who, back tomorrow here at Sea.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
So yesterday on the show, Ash, we were talking about Fergie at the NBA All-Star game, and she sang the national anthem.
Totally orcs.
If you missed it yesterday, here's a piece of Fergie singing that.
By the dawn's early
oh, yes.
What's so proudly wailed.
She has since apologised for it.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's apologised?
Yeah, she came out and apologised. I don't know. Because everyone's slamming her for it.
Oh, people are silly.
I know.
It's just silly. Like, that's not even offensive. It's fine. Get over it.
She tried to make
hello,
it sexy.
Hello, there's a guy shooting up a school.
Yep.
And people are worried about her doing a sexy rendition of the national anthem.
Bit of perspective.
Get some perspective.
Get some perspective.
You dingbats.
Here's what I want to play this morning, and I'm yet to hear this. I want to hear it for the first time with you, though. Nick Xenophon. And now, politics isn't my big thing.
Neither.
I don't think people are tuning into the CFM on a Wednesday morning for some politic action, but he is a politician.
Some politic action,
he
mate.
Is a politician, and he's released a bizarre advertising video where he raps. Now, when politicians rap, don't.
When politicians rap, don't.
That's what I will say, all right? If you're a politician.
What's his position?
Don't rap. Nick Xenophon, what's his position? Get it for us.
Wait, Senator for South Australia or something?
Yeah, what a name, though, Nick Xenophon.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah? Well, see if this is lit. So this is Nick Xenophon's rapping video and his advertisement. Let's see what exactly he's advertising. Let's have a listen. Have a
the state is going backwards. Let's stop that in its tracks. A true blue caring party, that's what SA lacks. Stop soaring power prices. Kids going interstate. Vote for change with SA Best before it's too damn late.
The best, SA Best. Come on and put us. Make a change in the nick of time. Forget the rest of SA Best.
Oh, Nick Xenophon. Woo! In the house.
I wonder how much money that would have cost.
In the hizzle. I don't mind it.
Oh.
Now that I've heard it, I don't mind it. It's pretty catchy.
It's catchy. I'll give you that.
Best.
SA Best.
SA Best. Not bad. Not bad.
It's got a pretty sick name, I will say that.
Put an SA on the map with that.
But at what point do you think that it's appropriate to write a rap song about
a state that's in need of help? I don't know if there is a time. I don't know if there's a good or a bad time. Fergie or Nick Xenophon? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot, but Fergie or Nick Xenophon? Which
do you
one?
Know what?
Which one?
Go.
If you're on The Voice, right, and you had your chair turned around, and Fergie came out and did that, or Nick Xenophon did his rap, which one are you turning for?
Nick Xenophon.
Oh, man. Poor Fergie. She. Poor.
Oh, only because, like, she's a bit screechy in some bits and pieces.
A professional singer just got beaten by a politician in South Australia, the poor girl. And look, we do, like we said, well done for giving it a crack, Fergs. You've done well there.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Okay, mate. The segment I speak of that I so desperately want to get rid of, but I also want to find out whether our listeners want me to keep it or ditch it, is the I'm a Celebrity 30 Seconds.
I'm here to give you the latest from Africa.
On I'm a Celeb.
Of all the dumb shit the celebs have been up to.
Do you know what? That That little piece there is similar to Fergie's rendition of the national anthem.
It really is.
It is horrific to listen to.
And I think people might vote this segment out based purely on just trying to get rid of that.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised. On 13, 12, 16, if you want to keep or get rid of my I'm a Celebrity 30-second recap.
Yeah, look, I think the question is, do you want to be informed about the show for 30 seconds by Ash, or do you just not give a stuff?
Yeah.
You know, do you just...
And I won't be offended. Like, I'm actually not going to be offended if you want to get rid of it.
Because you want it gone.
Kind of, because I'm sick of, like, the pressure of having to recap it every day.
So it's too much work
because
for
you. Because sometimes, actually... Yeah, that's I don't want to do work for my job.
Palm it off, if you want to palm it off. 13, 12, 16 is our number. We are interested in hearing from the people and what they think. Zach's at the entrance. Morning, Zach.
Zachy.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Yeah, good man.
You love it or hate it? Do you want to see it stay or you want to see it go?
Please get rid of it.
Hey, Zach, why do you want us to get rid of it?
Okay, firstly, what you said, the opening, like the actual intro, is horrific. It makes me want to pull my eardrums out and throw them on the road and run them over.
Hold on, Teak.
You know.
I'm a little bit offended by that.
No, well, I agree with him. I have to agree with Zach on that one. That's fine,
right,
Zach.
That's one. That's
right,
one.
So Zach wants it gone, not interested because of that opener, and fair enough. Other calls are coming through. If we get people now dialing saying they do enjoy the updates,
yeah,
you've got to be ready to go with an update next. That's the thing. Next okay. on the show, you've got to be ready to roll with it. Let's go to Terry in Gosford. Morning, Tez.
Morning, Gandhi.
Morning, mate. Ash is
here. What about me? I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Morning, Ash.
Thank you.
There we go, Tez.
Terry, do you want to keep my I'm a Celebrity segment or not?
No, I think you can get rid of it. I mean, I was only listening to it to find out what was going on with that loser Mundine.
Now he's gone.
I don't give a stuff now.
Well, maybe Mundine was right. Maybe when Mundine said he makes the show and he's not on the show, that's it.
Nah.
The show's over. That's true for no play. No play. We put it out on social media on the Instagram story and we got 77% they wanted to keep it. So that's why we're in a bit of a position where we don't know whether to roll with it or not. Were you on the show last night? Because you were meant to be on the...
I didn't even watch it. Told me that I was supposed to be. I should actually look and see if I was.
So you didn't even check to see if you're on the show, the video that you recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, now you want to do an update, now that you might have been on the...
No.
Okay. Well, we had two for get rid of the segment.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty well down with letting it slide. Yeah, just slipping into the radio abyss or wherever it goes, radio graveyard.
Okay, well, that's you saying no, I'm saying no. So technically there's four people.
Four no's.
If anybody else wants to call on 13, 12, 16.
This could be the death. This is the death of a radio segment right here. Is there any lovers? 13, 12, 16. What I will say...
Please don't call.
Ash doesn't want to do it anymore. What I will say.
Yeah.
Have you got something for the show next? Because we were going to do one in case people loved it. So have you got something you can whack on the board for us to...
Do you know what? If we get rid of the show, I will happily give you a couple of insider... like behind-the-scenes scoops on back-end bits and pieces.
Yeah, again, no one's really calling for that, so, I mean...
No, as in I'm going to bookend the thing and we can ditch it after I give you some secrets.
I think it dies here.
Okay, dead.
Okay, great.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We just had a few people message the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Anne Marie hit us up on the Facebook page. You were. She said, yep, Ash was on I'm a Celebrity last night. And since you got that, because you recorded a video.
I recorded a video because the celebs had to do an eating challenge last night in an ice creamery, but not your normal ice creamery. It was an ice cream shop with some really disgusting toppings.
And so what was your video about? Just
mine was that I wanted a scoop of Titty Fruity ice cream.
What's that?
So like the tit of a animal.
Are you serious? They're eating the tits of animals in there? My God.
So,
are they for real eating
for real, the
tits of which animal?
I don't know. I haven't even watched the episode.
What is going on?
So a few of us celebs from the past year all had to send in a video of whatever it was we wanted a scoop of. I wanted Titty Fruity. Naz wanted something else and a couple other celebs wanted something else. So they had to pick it up with their mouth and scoop it into a bowl. gross.
Mate, that word celeb too. Whenever you say celeb, I'm like...
Sorry, flog. Or has been, or like whatever you want to call
it. I'm a flog, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Ash, now we have what? We have bookended that segment. Your segment's dead now.
Done.
The I'm a Celebrity 30-second update.
Yep.
But it's also not the end of us getting ourselves on TV. Tomorrow on the show, we can't say too much about it at this stage, but tomorrow on the show, we're embarking on a mission. We won't be in the studio, we will say that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out and about, and tomorrow we're going to get our show, we're going to take the Central Coast to TV. National?
National scale.
National
scale. Because we don't do things by halves here, do we?
That's what we'll say. So I'm a bit nervous now that the day has come because we've been planning this behind the scenes. We haven't mentioned it on air, but I am a little bit nervous about it. Now that the day is tomorrow...
Mm-hmm.
My palms are sweaty.
I'm not nervous because I've been on this show a number of times.
Okay. So you're thinking we're going to be sweet?
We'll be absolutely fine.
And do you think we'll get the airtime? Are we guaranteed some airtime?
We're not guaranteed airtime. In fact, they don't even know we're coming.
I know, that's the problem.
Which is the hilarity of the whole situation. However,
yeah.
Given I have been on the show.
I've also been on the show.
Spot us,
yeah.
They may very well give us some airtime.
Oh, it's a mission that could fall flat on its face, but it could also be amazing.
You are just being a fearmonger.
No, not
Calm
at all.
Calm down.
Not at all. I'm excited, if anything. I've got
it's
those excited nerves. All right, so tomorrow on the show, we want to take you with us. If you're listening right now, keep listening because tomorrow we are going to take this show to national TV. They just don't know about it yet.
Can we say where we're going?
Oh, I think that might give it away too much.
Can we say where we're staying?
Yeah.
We're going to Sydney.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
And we're staying in the CBD.
Okay.
This is a clue.
You're making me nervous.
It is right. A clue. We're going big. We're getting out of the sunny coast.
Yes.
We're going to the big smoke.
And you'll be able to see it as we go live. So we actually need your help. If you can watch this show for us. Actually, quickly, I'll put a call out there now. 13, 12, 16. If you can be by a TV tomorrow so we can
Between 7.30 and 9 a.m.
If you can be by a TV and we can cross you to get a cross-check as to whether or not we're on the show... We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you part of this mission tomorrow.
No one's allowed to guess what it is, though.
No, we'll tell this person off the air. You'll be involved in our secret mission. 13, 12, 16. If you can be by TV and you can help us out with this one.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
All right, so we've kicked off a secret mission, which we've been working on behind the scenes here. And it's been the first time we've been able to say anything about it, Ash.
Oh!
But it is tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
And we are hitting the road and we're going to take this show to live.
We're going mobile.
National television. We need some help though on 13, 12, 16. And we put the call out then. We said, can you be by a TV tomorrow morning and get back to us and let us know if we're on TV or not? Let's quickly go to Kim in Woi Woi, my side of town. Morning, Kimmy.
Good morning, Gordy and Ash.
Good morning, Kim. Oh, no, Kim.
What
Why
is going on with our
happen?
Phones?
I was so up and about just now.
Our phones.
Until that.
Are cooked. There
cooked.
Is something up with our
okay,
phones.
Okay, we're going to get Kim back on the phone in a minute.
Yes, please.
Because I feel like Kim can be out. Our eyes.
Well, Kim had a great vibe about her.
And yeah, I like her.
I do worry that people, I might say bigwigs, are listening to the show and they've cut Kim off because they don't want her to be a part of this secret mission.
Nah, you just...
But there's no stopping it, mate. We are going...
No, we're going.
Yep, tomorrow on live TV. So let's get Kim back on. Is that Kim back on or is that... All right, let's go back to Kim. Let's reset the music, guys. Let's do the
Kim,
whole
you
thing.
There?
Kimmy.
Yes, I don't know what happened.
Oh, mate.
It's okay.
They're trying to sabotage this mission. So can you be by TV tomorrow morning?
You betcha.
Oh, yes.
I'll be here.
I love it.
Okay, so we're going to get you on the phone at some point tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you need to tell us at any point if you can see us on television.
Okay. It's a mission.
All right, Kim. Here's what I will say as well, just quickly between you and I.
Yes.
If we go down in this mission... Will you take the fall for us and say it was all your idea?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay,
so potentially we could be arrested or evacuated by security.
I'll help you.
Oh, see,
she said yes.
Yeah, love
she
that.
Got the yes in there.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Kim, lock it in, mate. We have a full person.
And
we'll have you on the show tomorrow, and this is going to go down, our secret live television mission. More on that tomorrow on the show.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Ash is doing this for anybody who has never won Employee of the Month.
Follow us. Journey to be Employee of the Month.
And look, it's not going too badly. It's not going too badly. I made some spaghetti bolognese for boss Yamo, producer Gia. I cleaned up your entire desk. I got the toilet brush and cleaned out someone's skitties from the toilet the other day.
That is tough going.
That's tough going. And trust me, that took a lot of effort to do that.
You do have someone, though. Bree Taylor is going for back-to-back Employees of the Month because she's also been getting around cleaning tables.
She is my only problem.
She's your arch nemesis.
This chick is the bane of my existence, I'm telling you.
She works in the promotions department here, Bree Taylor. She's great.
And Bree Taylor is just, I mean...
I'll listen to the hatred.
Yeah.
Hatred doesn't...
Look, I had to approach her yesterday because I'm not having a bar of her extra specialness.
Hatred doesn't get you Employee of the Month. You must love all employees, even Bree Taylor.
Yeah.
Say you love her.
Don't know about that.
Say that you love Bree Taylor.
Don't know yet. Look, I approached her yesterday. Have a listen.
I've heard that you have been trying to be Employee of the Month again.
Yep. I'm going for a double whammy.
You were cleaning people's desks?
Yep, I was.
And you made someone a salad?
Yep, a really good salad.
Why?
Because if I did it for the first month, why can't I be it for 2 months?
Because I'm trying to be it.
Yeah, mate, you're here till like 10 a.m. daily.
Yeah, but I'm Employee of the Month from 5 a.m. Stop trying to take it away from me.
Well, you're just going to have to pick
I made Yamo's spaghetti bolognese.
I hear him raving about that. He raved about my salad, though.
Is this normal? Are you normal?
I do this all the time.
Why don't you do anything for me and Gondi?
I do.
Well, I don't see a salad.
No, because you're not here at lunch.
You could make me breakfast.
You're the cook, mate.
Don't make me.
Yeah.
We're not mates. Yeah. We're direct competitors.
What a good Samaritan she is, though.
Oh, yeah. She was laughing. She thought I was joking. I am not joking.
So is this,
Bree Taylor, is this mole.
At the moment, other than cleaning desks and stuff, it's very salad v bolognese at the moment.
Oh, who wants a salad?
Exactly.
No one. Who wants bolognese? Everyone. You wait until I move into my joint and I start bringing peanut butter balls in. I'll get Employee of the Decade. And don't give me a Pandora bracelet when I win every month. I don't want that.
Oh,
thanks.
You have been.
I want a bottle of Dom Perignon.
You have been.
And a croissant.
Just quickly, how much is a bottle of Dom Perignon?
Too much for you, buddy.
How much?
Don't even know. Because I never have to buy one for myself.
Employees of the Month don't request their own prize of the month.
Yes, they do, because they are Employee of the Month. They have authority to do so.
They accept it humbly, if that's a word. They're humble about it, and they take it in their stride, and they keep doing what they do.
I'll tell you what Employee of the Month can do when I win it.
The love of the office.
Mate, sock in it, because you're never going to be it.
I can't believe you called Bree Taylor a mole on air. I mean, that's just... When you're taking down employees like that, I just don't think, I don't know if that's going to get you over the line.
Soz not soz.
We continue your quest for Employee of the Month. You need to up it from the desk cleaning and the bolognese. I'm sure you got
to clean the toilet bowl, mate.
All right, you got me.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Our boss Yamo is in the studio. He's been hanging around
a lot.
He's
hanging around like a bad smell, old Yamo.
Jump on the mic for a sec. Just quickly, Yamo. Just really quickly. You had some drinks yesterday. Drink responsibly. So you are a little bit
dust.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
You're right?
Yep, totally.
Hey, you're on the committee, just quickly, for Employee of the Month.
Yep.
Is Ash a current front runner?
Am I a contender?
Yes, absolutely.
No, are you just saying that or actually am I?
You are a contender.
Why? Give me three reasons.
Because of the things you just said a few moments ago where you make spaghetti bolognese. Yep. You're passionate about making even more food for me,
and
cleaning the toilet bowls.
Yeah.
You need more than that, though. I don't know if that alone gets you over the line.
Oh, you know, it's food, you know. Food. Anything food-related wins
anyone over.
I'm telling you.
Like, I could honestly just trash the office one day and then bring in spaghetti bolognese the next day. It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, but your arch nemesis, Bree Taylor, won it without any food at all other than some poxy
Bree
salad.
Bree works too hard. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Okay.
So you wait.
Quickly, Yamo, is there any other people challenging Ash right now for Employee of the Month?
Apart from Bree.
There's a few people that are working quietly behind the scenes, but I don't want to reveal.
Them?
No, I can't.
No, come on.
I'm sorry, that wouldn't be fair. That's against the rules of
the committee.
Employee of the Month.
Okay, I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Mm. Is it? What?
Yeah.
Guess it, mate.
Jade? One of the administration.
Jade brings some really nice chocolates in every now and then that she makes from home. So.
You're stuffed, Pollard. There's some good employees here at the radio station.
She's been doing that naturally.
Some people are just naturally, like, helpful and stuff.
Yeah.
And are natural givers.
Yeah, that's Jade.
Yeah, it doesn't come naturally to me necessarily. Like, I have to do it. I would have worked hard.
That's so, what's going to get you over the line is the hard work, mate. So we'll keep track of this. Don't worry about that. We're going to get you that Employee of the Month. And very quickly, before we get to the news, Yamo.
You're running late, by the way.
I know, mate. Lift your mic up so you can talk into it. You're the boss here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our secret television mission tomorrow, just tell me in one word, because we're going to go live on national TV tomorrow. They don't know we're coming.
Yep, sure.
Are you, being the boss here, worried about it?
No, I think it's going to be a success, and I think our audience is going to really enjoy listening to you guys appear on television.
You spend the last 5 minutes in here bagging the idea out and saying it's no good.
Just cross-checking, guys.
It could fall flat, but we'll see how we go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
How much money makes you happy is the question, Pollard. They say money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't buy you happiness.
No, I disagree with that. But at the very same time, money does make you happy.
Well, money buys you freedom to be happy and go do the things that you want to do.
You can already be happy. It just could make you happier. But I don't think that $150,000 necessarily makes people, like, makes them happy. They could already be quite happy.
Happiness is an internal thing, but there's a team from a university in Indiana. They've done a worldwide survey of 1.7 million from over 164 countries worldwide, and they're saying you need to be earning about $158,000 Australian dollars to be happy, to be officially happy, to make it all, you know, make ends meet, do everything that you want to do.
Who are these people doing these studies?
I know.
Just a bunch of...
I do love it, though. The region with the highest income station was Australia, followed by New Zealand.
Okay.
So we're interested to chat to the people on 13, 12, 16. If you maybe earn over that amount and you are happy, I mean, probably get a lot of calls on that, or under the amount.
No, I want to know who earns under the amount who's happy.
Well, Tomo is in Tumbiambi. Morning, Tomo.
Good morning, folks. How are we today?
We are sprightly.
Right. We won't ask you how much exactly you earn unless you want to tell us, but do you earn under that amount and are you happy?
I certainly do earn under that amount and I am a very, very happy little boy.
Very, very happy.
I've got my kid.
Yep.
I can put food on the table.
I love your attitude. It's what you make of it, really, isn't it?
It definitely is. So, you know, my kids are healthy. You know, everything, the family's good. We do what we want within our means. And at the end of the day, food's on the table, rent's paid, there's a roof over the family, and the kids get their activities paid for. That's all that matters.
I love this.
Well, here's a question. I've got a quick question for Tomo. And 13, 12, 16, if you want to weigh in on this and say that you earn under 158K and you're happy. But Tomo, earning over 158K, would that make you happier?
No, because more tax.
He's hit us with the tax.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Let's get Tasman Page on. He's the head of marketing at Menulog, and we saw yesterday they're looking for an Australian to tack on Aussie eating challenges. And if there's one thing we love, it's food. So Tasman joins us right now. Morning, mate.
Hi there, how are you?
Very well. Tell us more about this thing, because we talked about it yesterday on our show and we're keen to know more details. So what sort of stuff are you looking for people to do?
All right. So Menulog and Aircast have come together with the ultimate food task. So the chosen person will have to travel around Australia with $1,000 in their pocket to take on 5 food challenges around Australia. So in Sydney, you have a kilogram burrito. In Brisbane, 36 slices of pizza. In Melbourne, a 5-tier burger from Misty's Diner. In Adelaide, a kilogram schnitty with a side of chips and a litre of beer. And in Perth, we have a super spicy curry from Thailicious. So they're all restaurants that are on the Menulog platform, and the challenges exist in the restaurants every day.
So you're offering $1,000, including airfares and accommodation?
Correct, that's it.
I need to offer you a little deal here.
Ash is keen, but she wants more coin.
Because I know I'm going to be able to do this, and I've got an exceptional Instagram account. I've got 72,000 followers.
Excellent.
Is that good?
It's pretty good.
I've got a radio show, so I can plug it on my radio show.
Is this what you're looking for, though, mate? Are you looking for someone with all that stuff, or you just want an everyday Aussie that wants to take this thing on? I'm not saying Ash isn't an everyday Aussie, but she's pitching her followers and all that kind of stuff to you. Are you wanting followers, or are you just wanting someone who's up for the challenge?
We definitely need someone up for the challenge. We need someone with an iron stomach and a serious appetite. We are going to be filming some content for our blog, for the Menulog blog. So we need someone comfortable on camera who's available between the 26th of March and 8th of April. But I mean, you know, everyone's fine to enter, and we've had a couple of hundred people enter so far.
So it doesn't matter that I have a good social media platform and my own radio show to push this.
Well, I mean, it could help, but really, you know, all of Australia is welcome to enter, and we'll judge on its merits. So we have a panel of food specialists who are going to judge in the next couple of weeks.
Nah, I'm offended.
Why are you offended? It's open to everybody. It's not called the Ash Pollard Menulog Eating Challenge.
I'm practically like saying this is going to go big. This is going to go gangbusters if I get on board.
Hey, they can go bigger. Maybe they get Steph Claire Smith with, 2 million
Steph
followers.
Steph is not going to eat a 5-tiered burger.
Who knows,
right,
mate?
Now.
She likes food. How do we know what she likes? What do you think?
She's wafer thin, mate.
No, wow, that doesn't matter. I think I would struggle with the hot curry stuff. Just go back to the pizza one for a second. 36 slices. I feel like I do that on a regular Friday night. is that in a time frame, or is that what is that challenge?
It is. So each of the restaurants have a time frame you can finish it in. I think you have an hour with that one, but all the details are on the blog. And, there's a combination of just lots of food and some really spicy stuff. You know, I'd find the super spicy curry at Thailicious pretty difficult as well. But I think I'd probably be able to do the schnitty.
Oh, you can knock back at your schnitty guy, are you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I do love that one. All right, so how do we enter for people who are keen to get involved?
Okay, so you can enter at Airtasker. So head to airtasker.com/menulogchallenge, and if you aren't successful in winning, then you can always follow via the Menulog blog at menulog.com.au.
All right, well, getting paid to eat food is always a win. So Ash still thinks you need to up that $1,000. Is that negotiable?
No, it is $1,000. You do get the flight, you do get the trip. So,
okay, I consider it. Is it first class?
Oh, come on, mate.
It's going to be cattle class. But,
I love how Ash reads what she wants to read, because yesterday she goes, oh, I see, that's negotiable. It's not said anywhere that that's negotiable.
I'm a wheeler dealer, mate.
Tasman Page, Head of Marketing at Menulog, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Tasman.
Gotta guess that year of the song. Gotta guess that year of the song. Gotta guess that. All right, so we have found out that you've got a secret hidden talent, Ash.
I know, I didn't even know it.
That you're good at guessing the year of the song.
I know, it's
I thought I was going to be good at this game.
I thought you were going to be good too, because you've worked in radio a lot longer than I have, and you've listened to heaps of songs.
I'm getting absolutely smoked at this game.
I know.
No,
it's
good.
It's actually embarrassing.
It really is. I thought about canning the game, but I don't like the game. We've got Vanessa at Chitaway Bay, who is on your team, Ash.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi, Ash. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Look, fingers crossed for the both of us this morning.
Yeah, girls have got to win it.
Yeah.
Crystal, I'm also doing it for the girls. Yeah, let's do it, ladies. Great. Yeah, cool. Hey, Crystal, quickly, you got any pump-up words for me to help me win this game?
Oh, I know you can do this.
That's self-confidence right now. I like that. All right, hit us with it, Gia. We have to guess the year of the song without going over. Closest one wins.
Song one, Milkshake, Khalees.
Oh! Yeah, Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
That's hard.
That is a hard one.
Hurry up, Ash has submitted hers.
I'm in.
Gorney has submitted his. Yep. Okay, Ash has locked in 2002.
Oh, shoot the troops.
Gorney has locked in 2001. Tight game.
Both gone close.
The correct answer, 2003.
God damn it.
Am I?
You are good at this game.
Yeah.
Even by the most fraction of margins, but still good. Yeah. Song two.
Is Hanging by a Moment, Lifehouse.
Oh, good track. You don't know that one, Ash.
Yeah, Ash's face was just blank.
All right.
Yeah, it was. Oof.
Sorry, Vanessa, not a good sign there.
No, that's good. She'll probably still get it anyway, knowing her like it this game so far. All right.
Locked in. Actually taking a punt.
Oh.
I'm going to have to...
What year is Lifehouse Hanging by a Moment?
Okay.
I need this point.
Gorney, 1998.
Yeah.
Ash, 1997.
How close are we getting? Yeah.
The correct answer, the year 2000.
Oh, yes, I've got that. For a second, I had to work that out.
All right.
One apiece. Song number three, Gia.
Stronger, Kanye.
Oh, yeah. That don't kill me. Can I make me stronger? I need you to hurry up, man. Because I can't wait much longer.
Ooh. For your answers. Hurry up, guys.
Okay, here we go. I'm straight in.
Oh, Gorney's in.
Yep.
Wowza. Ash, also in. Also nice and quick. I love it. Gorney has said 2007. Ash, 2012.
Hey, you could be on the money. I officially don't know.
The correct answer. It's 2007.
Oh, the money.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay, if I get the next one, I win. Song number four.
Bit of Alanis Morissette, ironic.
Oh, yeah. Rain on your wedding day. Okay.
It's a free ride.
Oh, you don't know.
Goodbye. Okay, write down your answer.
Okay.
And who would have thought it figures? Okay, Ash has disqualified this round. She didn't get her answer in time.
Shush.
There. Gorney locked in ages ago. Oh. Okay. Ash has said 1995.
Five.
That's a horrible five.
Sorry.
And Gorney, 1994.
Oh, this is big because if I get it, I win. Oh,
it is God. 1995.
Damn it.
Vanessa, yes.
We're going to five. Such it's a this close song. Game. All right, this is it. Last one for the win.
MGMT, Electric Feel.
Oh. Okay. All right.
You guys actually liking the songs today? Usually you bag me out saying they're horrible.
No, they are good songs today. Nervous on this one, though.
Alrighty. All right. Great.
This is for the win.
Answers are in.
Answers are in.
Gorney. I said 2009. Ash. 2013. The correct answer is 2007.
Is that me?
Who does that mean?
Well, Gorney went over, but he's closest.
I'm closest. We both went over. I've done it for the sisters, Crystal. I've done it for the ladies.
I'm sorry, Vanessa.
Oh, good try, Ash.
Thank you.
That was a good game. Close game. Yep. How do you go with that, Crystal, when you're listening? Are you guessing the songs on the money or how do you go guessing those songs?
Yeah, no, getting pretty close, but not spot on.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Well, you're off to the Roosters game this weekend. Enjoy those. We've got tickets this week. It's on Saturday. Central Coast Stadium. They take on Manly Seagulls. 6:30 kickoff. Tickets through tickettech.com.au. Next on the show, I'm going to call the Express Advocate newspaper and sell them exclusive rights for my wedding. And I'm thinking $10,000.
I feel sick with embarrassment.
Double page spread. It's next.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I got to strap in for this one because I do not like a prank call.
It's not a prank call. I call this myself. It's me calling.
Yeah, it's but it's a prank because don't tell me you're really trying to sell your wedding.
Yes, mate. Like, I am really trying to sell my wedding to the Express Advocate newspaper for $10,000.
No, I hate this. Oh, I feel sick. It's awkward.
Look, I see people doing it. Snezana and old
Who's
mate
that?
From they're from the old Batchy days.
Schnitzel girl.
They're selling everything to everybody. Anyone who wants it, they'll sell it.
And I will agree with you, they are. So, and it's embarrassing to see.
When I lived in Brisbane, Mike Goldman lived in the same house. He was the late night guy on Big Brother. He told me he was going to get $15,000 for his wedding rights for a magazine. So if he can...
Who cares?
So anyway,
What, you reckon people are going to care?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. Oh. So that's why I wanted to call the Express Advocate, and our boss, Yammo, gave me a direct line to Emma, and I thought, wouldn't it be funny if called them and tried to sell my wedding for $10,000?
What? $10,000?
Yeah.
Mate!
Yeah. Well, you got to aim high.
Bloody Menu Log won't even pay me a grand. And you reckon you're going
to
get 10?
Here's the call to Emma at the Express Advocate. Have a listen how awkward it got.
Central Coast Express, Emma speaking.
Hey, Emma, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. It's Gaundy from CFM.
Oh, hello.
Nice to meet you over the phone. I hope you don't mind me calling. Yammo passed on your number.
No, no worries. What's up?
I just wanted to run something by you for the Express Advocate.
Yeah.
So I'm getting married in November.
Oh, awesome. Congrats.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. A little bit later in the year. But I just wanted to see, I just wanted to flag it with you guys, if you'd be keen for exclusive rights.
I don't know. I could certainly ask the question.
So it wouldn't go anywhere else, wouldn't be in New Idea or Daily Mail or anything like that. It'd just be for the Express.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, just for the Express Advocate.
Oh. I will certainly ask the question.
Okay, that'd be great. And so would you pay for that? Say, like, you know, 10 grand?
Oh.
No. We don't pay for anything.
Five grand?
No. Oh.
Because it doesn't, I mean, it's nowhere else. It's just the Express Advocate.
Will you sign copies of said paper as well?
Of course, if that's what gets it over the line, I would most definitely do that before it goes to the whole of the Central Coast. I'm more than happy to do that. So, $500.
What, you'll pay me or I'll pay you?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to pay me $500 for the wedding. I've seen the spreads in these magazines and stuff, and I just think, you know, they're getting the bucks for the wedding. Why can't I, you know?
Well, you know, I still say if you pay me, I'd think about it.
Oh, God, okay.
Oh,
I'll have to think about that, Emma. Is there any amount that you can... $50. Pay me $50 and it's Express Advocate only. Double page spread. Completely yours.
And what, you'd wear Express Advocate branding on
my wedding
your
day.
Suit and her dress?
Yes, of course. And I'll commit that to Jamie right now before even checking with her. Her wedding dress will say Express Advocate.
Oh, she'd absolutely go for that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, she's cool with it.
Yeah.
If we get the spread in the Express.
Oh, well, I'll certainly take that to the editor because you're making it sound more and more appealing.
Perfect. Let's negotiate, but I'm glad to hear that you are interested in exclusive rights.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. It's the wedding of the year. Who needs the royals?
Lock it in. Exactly. I'll let Daily Mail, I'll let all these other publications know it's just yours. Yeah?
Okay. Rightio.
You're the best, mate.
So are you. See ya.
Bye.
How are you? See ya.
What an awkward gap when I said $10,000. $10,000?
No.
No. We won't be doing that.
We don't pay for anything, she said.
No double page spread in the Express, unfortunately, for
That's
me, Paula.
Exceptional.
$5? I'd even take.
She knew exactly what was going on at about the three-quarter mark.
I did call her back and I had to reveal that it was all a bit of a joke.
She knew.
And she said, I believed you for the first 2 minutes and thought you absolute You know what?
Dickhead.
Yeah.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, mate, excuse me, civil play.
Just clean your throat on the air.
Thanks. Sorry, everyone. Shush.
Here we go.
Right. So, my boyfriend's mum.
Pistol Pete, long distance boyfriend, Pete.
Pete.
Yep.
His mum, Jo, an absolutely hysterical woman, if ever I've met one. She's fantastic.
Got a good relationship with Jo?
I do, yes. You guys get along?
Great.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Thankfully. And which is why I feel like I can tell this story, because she's going to understand. Now, I approached Jo the other day because I began to worry about her dedication to her four boys. She's a very, very dedicated mother.
Four boys, that is a lot to take on, isn't it?
Four boys.
Congrats. Well done, Jo. I'll just say that. Yeah. I'll say, Jo, you deserve an award for that one.
Doesn't she just? Well done. She's brought them up immaculately because they're all divine and they're all individuals, each and every one of them. Pete is the eldest of the four, and okay.
Here's where you tiptoe.
Here is where I tiptoe. Joe,
yes,
still helps the boys clean the stains out of their clothes.
That's nice. Happy with that.
All of these are lovely things.
Yeah, yeah.
She irons their stuff as well. If Pete needs his kitchen cupboard clean because he's got weevils going through everything he left open, then she'll come and clean it.
This is a mother's love, though. That's fine.
Excuse me, stop interrupting my segment. Anyway.
You get to me all the time, mate.
Anyway, so she's doing all this stuff, and in my mind, I'm having a battle with it in my mind, because I know that if I had boys, I would do exactly the same thing. I would be a mother that is exactly like that. I'd be obsessed with my boys, and I'd do everything I could to make sure that they were always happy, healthy, and well looked after. But at the very same time, I'm looking at it from my perspective as well, and I'm tracing back to other boyfriends that have had mothers do things for them.
Yeah.
One in particular who I ironed all of his clothes one day just to do a nice thing for him, and I didn't realise until I opened the boot of his car and they're all chucked in the boot in a plastic bag. And I said, what are these doing in here? And he said, oh, I just like it how mum irons them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
After you ironed and took it to mum.
And I tell you right now, I hate ironing. I hate it. And that scarred me.
Okay.
That scarred me. And then because he did that, then I just automatically started disliking his mum. And she'd never done anything to me.
So let's bring it back to the current situation. Are you worried that Pete picks up these habits from his mum to the point where he's not doing these things because his mum's been doing it?
Pete's great at – he's not unable to do these things. He just, I think, maybe in some instances expects mum to come and do things like that.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah.
And maybe you.
Well, this is my thing. What am I supposed to do in the future? Mm. On 13, 12, 16, I want to hear from you.
Put it to people.
What am I supposed to do in the future if Joe's like, actually, I'm done with cleaning these stains now. I want to go and play some golf. And Pete's like, well, you know, I've got work to do. Ash, it's your day off. Why don't you clean some stains? It's not going to happen. Like, I'm a homemaker, let it be said. I cook, I can clean, all that sort of stuff. But I just don't want it to automatically, all the jobs that Joe's doing, to be thrown onto me.
Well, here's one. Put it to the people. Should Ash tell Joe to stop doing stuff for her son?
I already have.
Oh, you've already done that. Okay.
I did. And she took it very well. But you know who really loved it?
What?
Her husband, John. He was so excited that I'd come to the party.
Put a handbrake on the bus.
What?
Joe's with John. That's a match made in heaven. Joe and John. That's an unbelievable coupling. Joe and John, they were meant for each other. All right, if you're a mum that does this, 13, 12, 16.
And Joe, I love you, Joe. Shout out to Joe.
Be my mum anytime, Joe. I love the sound of that.
Let's go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Speaking about mothers-in-law and them doting on their boys, if they have boys, and how I feel like that might affect me in the future, that I may have to pick up the slack.
You inherit that.
Yeah, I might inherit the getting out the stains or sewing up the shorts or cleaning. Well, I guess I'd clean out the cupboards anyway because they're mine. but just bits and pieces, you know, that a mother does for their son.
So long distance, Pistol Pete boyfriend of yours,
yep.
He needs to know that when you guys are not doing the long distance anymore, doesn't fly.
No. And I feel, do you know what, in that break I thought about it and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna make it work for me too, actually. Yeah. Joe loves helping Pete and the boys, so I'm going to let her do it. I'm not going to complain. It's what she likes to do. But, Joe, if you're listening, you have to get my stains out too.
Okay. Well, that's a proposition for Joe.
Yeah.
No worries. What about, can I just ask, if Pete turns around and goes, well, you know what, if that's the case, then don't ask me to do the typical blokey stuff. Don't ask me to fix this or do that.
It's fine because I can do that stuff myself.
All right. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just covering all bases.
Mate, I do everything.
Jenny, is it East Gosford? Morning, Jenny.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Great. Jenny, are you a mum?
I'm a mum, yeah. I've got
boys?
A 19-year-old and a 24-year-old, and I do their washing and I do their ironing, but if they spilt something on their clothes, I'd say, guys, go spray it, go treat it. Like, I think as a mum, your job is to give your kids wings and you've got to teach them to be independent and, you know, the wife doesn't want to do everything and she shouldn't have to.
It's funny, though, because Pete's completely capable of doing this, right?
Who's to say he's not going to as well?
Like, I've seen him do it.
Exactly.
But like, Joe is just so lovely and loves doing things for the boys. She'll just do it anyway.
Jenny, what about this for an idea? Build a granny flat out the back and have Joe live there. I mean, is that a mother's dream?
I don't know about that. No.
See, it's not a win-win for all. Let's go to Penny in the Northern Beaches. Morning, Penny.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great,
mate. Penny. You a mum or a wife or girlfriend?
Mother-in-law.
Oh, yes.
The choir.
Tell.
She's the same thing. She's one of my best friends. Four boys, single mother, brought up beautiful children, but they expect not just a girlfriend, but essentially a slave.
No.
I mean, like to the point where she would clean up after them so much that they just think that things they put down disappear.
Ah!
In their late 20s, all of them would bring home their washing. And so when we moved in together, it was suddenly we worked the same hours, but I had to do all the washing and the cooking.
Right.
And
tell
if
me,
I didn't, I'd just take it to mum.
What happens now?
Well, to be honest, we've broken up now.
Oh!
And that wasn't a big problem about it, but it's something that I would definitely look for in my next partner, that he was willing to do his part. And it makes me, when I have children, want them to have the independence to do things on their own.
Well, this is a massive topic.
It's a trait for a man to be taking his washing to his mum. And I get where it comes from, too. From a mother's perspective, they like to feel needed.
Penny's really fired up. Based on previous experience, we can...
I'm so split. Like, even though I'm having a whinge about Joe doing stuff, I know exactly what I'd be like as a mum, and I would be Joe Fern. I am Joe Fern when I have boys. There's no doubt about it.
Can I also say...
I fight with it all the time.
I haven't met Joe. I'm yet to meet Joe, but just based on Penny's conversation, I will say Joe is not a slave.
She's not a slave.
She does it self. She volunteers herself to do it.
Yes, she does.
We're out of here for a Wednesday. Have a great one, guys.
Love you, Joe. Love you, Pete.
Yes. Thanks for your calls this morning. Have a good one.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.